Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. And today I am so excited to bring back Mr. David Arsarno. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me here.
I am so excited. So for those of you guys who don't know David, he's been crushing it. He's got a company called Business Nitrogen. Tell people about what Business Nitrogen does, and then we'll talk about this crazy wall that's behind you that no one can see, but I'm just amazed at.
That's right. No one can see it. So Business Nitrogen, if you look at what do we do, we're a monetization agency. People have their crazy concepts, their ideas, and they just don't know how to get them launched. So they don't know how to take them from six figures to seven figures to eight figures and up. And they come to Business Nitrogen because we are really good at helping people monetize their visions and their dreams.
Dude, that's awesome. So for those of you guys who can't see this amazing wall, what I'm staring at. So I've got David right in the screen, but behind him is this blue lit wall that has this huge eight-figure award, right, the big X right in the middle. And then surrounded by it are four other Two Comma Club awards. I mean, this guy has been crushing it, not only for yourself, David, which I think is cool, but also for your clients. And I think that's the part I want to make sure we talk to people about today is you and I were just, before we started doing the recording, we're talking about when you and I met just almost kind of the first year of ClickFunnels, really, some of the things we were doing and where it's come. And I think people don't understand the impact that it's had, not only for ClickFunnels, but on you and your life, but most importantly, on your clients' lives. I mean, you've got clients now. Again, you were on stage at Funnel Hacking Live, and you and one of your clients, I forgot his name, I just drew out blank.
Warren.
So yeah. Warren basically is getting this beautiful ring that we presented to him, but it was because of you and the business that you helped him build. So if you don't mind, tell people just a little bit about, I know you say you scale companies, but how do you actually do it? That's what people want to know. How do you really scale? I mean, you're an agency, full service agency that's been killing it for a long time.
So yeah, I was doing this before ClickFunnels was around. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I built a business for someone else that went from zero to $45 million over 5 years. I built a division for a company that was 50 years old. We just went in a new way, in a different way. So when people often ask, you know, it's so funny because then I went off and I started a franchise company. We grew that to top 15 hot franchise. So the skill set of building businesses is building a business. You start with strategy. And that's one of the big things that I think that most people have a problem with is they get really excited and they get a lot of shiny objects and eye candy and they're all over the place. And they don't get really clear and really focused. And one thing that Russell said a lot of things. At the last Funnel Hacking Live, he said something that was very profound, and I've repeated it over and over again. He said, stop building funnel after funnel after funnel. Pick one funnel, refine that, make that so focused, so good, and so connected to your audience and your niche that once it gets to $1 million, then you can add on to it, then you can change. And really, if you ask, what do? You just get very clear and laser focused. And for me, because I work with clients and I help the clients monetize it, I compartmentalize. So when I'm on this client, I am 100% focused in on their strategy, their niche. What do they need to do to connect with their audience differently? And here's the interesting thing that most people don't realize. I know you guys do. The funnel, I mean, here's the cool thing. Russell is using a funnel that can do, you know, 7, 8, plus figures, right? And then someone else takes the exact same funnel and it doesn't produce a dollar. Why? Because he knows his audience. He knows how to communicate with his audience. And one of the cool things, I mean, what most people don't know is actually I have a 2-time Emmy award-winning media person, Abby Gibb, in our company now that we actually help our clients create and craft their media message on the front end. I've been to Facebook 5 times over the last couple months, invited because we're investing over $2 million a month of clients' investment on Facebook. So we get to participate and really learn what's going. And the cool thing is, it's having that message to market match. It's understanding your niche. It's understanding your audience. And then making sure that your funnel does a really good job. Doesn't distract, but make sure that it complements exactly what you're saying on the front end, and then leads them down that journey and keeps that communication going. And that makes it really easy when you have clients who are willing to participate in the process and just, you know, it's like I say, you do like Mr. Miyagi, paint the fence, wax on, wax off. It's most people try to overcomplicate it. Just have fun, connect with your audience, and then magic starts to happen.
I love it. I can tell you, David, one of the things that you are just the best at, you just talked about as far as Amy Gibb, you have this ability to act as the quarterback of an amazing team. And to, again, you can either use the analogy as far as a quarterback of a football team or the general contractor. How do you, I mean, you have this mindset from strategy that a lot of people, you and I were talking about this regarding our whole Certified Partners program and some of the frustrations that some people ran into with the idea that you can't master everything, and you didn't go about trying to master absolutely everything. Help people understand what's the best, if you're going to run an agency like you're running, I mean, you guys are doing huge numbers. If you're going to master and run an agency like that, how do you act as that quarterback? How do you gain the skill set to run a business like you're doing?
Well, if you look at it this way, running a business is like being a parent within your team. You've got to, you know, it's like listening, it's coaching, it's mentoring. I wasn't good in the beginning. When I first got the opportunity to build that $45 million division, I had a really good mentor, and we're still friends today. And if he watches this, his name's Mark Graff. And he was willing to let me make mistakes. He was willing to ask me, you know, what do you think? Why would you do it this way? And I asked him, why did he do that? And he said, because when you're a manager one day, you're going to need to be able to, you'll never be able to build something that's scalable if everything has to go through you. And I'm creating you into a mini me. I'm creating you to learn how to ask the right questions, to listen, to get strategic. And I hired you because you come up with better ideas than I do, and I just learn. And so how do I build a business like this? I hire some really good people. I test everyone. There's an old adage, hire slowly, fire quickly. Hire slowly. So many people want to just hire someone. They put a warm body in place. And so I test people out. I'll bring on, if I want to hire someone, I'll hire sometimes three people on a test project and see how they
give me an idea about that. Cause I've seen you do this before. I've seen you do it in the graphics area. I've seen you do it in different parts. So yeah. Give me an example of what you would hire them to do and how you would test them before you bring them onto your team.
I'll give you an example. About 7-8 years ago, I wanted to rebuild my website. And my team was really busy, and I knew that if I was going to scale, I was going to need more team members. So I didn't even know what I wanted. I mean, I'm probably the hardest person, because clients, I expect to know what they want. Sometimes I don't even know. It's sort of like, I'll know it when I see it, that I'll like it. So what I did was I created a bio and a brief of what I thought is essentially the image, the focus, the feel, the look that I wanted. And I went out and I hired 7 different people, okay? And I told them to come up with the design. After that, I narrowed it down to, I believe, 4. After that, once the design was done, I narrowed it down to 3. And then I paid them. I paid them their full rate. I didn't try to say, here's one of the things people often say is, well, I'm going to ask you, hey, do a test project and I'll see how. No, I paid them their full asking rate. I didn't ask any questions. It's an investment to find someone who's good. And guess what? Out of that, I hired those 3 people. And today, one of them is one of my stars who is one of my top ClickFunnels people. Because then from the time I met you, or from the time of ClickFunnels, I just had them start building funnels for 6 months, doing nothing else. This is before you had any training, before there was a certification. And that's my before I will put a team member to work on a project, I will have them working at least 6 months. I have one guy who's just building funnels for a year right now, and I don't have him working on any client projects. I'll have him hack stuff and do like that for test project because he's not where I want him yet. So I'm willing to take the time in training and developing a team and running it like a real company versus just, hey, I do a funnel here and it's running from project to project to project. I mean, we have retainer clients who've been with us for almost 8 years. And the reason is because we're a partner in their success. And, you know, that, I mean, I believe that you just got to treat people with respect and don't just hire. It's like, I've heard people say, well, I'm hiring an outsourcer and then I can let them go. Dude, they've got families. They want stability. I mean, if you treat people with loyalty and respect, you'll get it in return.
I love that. And again, I know a couple of your team members, and it's so cool as you sit and talk to them, how much they enjoy working with you and how you are so focused on helping build them. And I love the idea, and we've seen it even within our own internal agency we have here, but that same idea, don't be afraid to pay people, build people, help them grow. And I think so many times people are trying to just get a quick Fiverr job done or quick. And I'm like, listen, if you're trying to build a company, you got to build a company. And you've done such a great job as really building an amazing agency. So congratulations on all your success.
Well, thank you. And actually, my agency took a total turn in a funnel direction that I had no plan on when I signed up for ClickFunnels certification. I mean, seriously, this has changed. It's changed my life. It's changed how I've looked at everything. It's pretty amazing.
I appreciate that. You know, one of the things I know, as I've spoken to a couple of your clients, sometimes you will actually take a piece. You made mention just a few minutes ago that you're actually vested in their success. How do you set that up as an agency?
Two different ways. There's people up front that hire me for consulting, and they pay me a monthly retainer for consulting, and then I offer them funnel services at wholesale or discount. Significant discount, but the with that I get a percentage of the revenue after, you know, the percentage of revenue, percentage revenue of ad spend, however we work it out. So that way it's fair. There's some projects that I'm partners in. I mean, literally, we set up a company, an LLC, and I own stock in their company, and they assign stock over to me. And there's projects that I get a retainer. So how it usually starts out is I want to make sure that I like working with someone, because frankly, if I don't like someone, life's too short. Seriously, it's way too short. And I've experienced it too, unfortunately, in the past year with friends that aren't here any longer. And it made me realize even more how important it is who you surround yourself with and who you work with. So what I like to do is a few months, it's like a 4 month or so trial, where they're paying me a retainer and they're paying us to do the work. And it's not an insignificant retainer. We're talking about 10 grand a month plus. So it's not insignificant, but they're paying me for my ideas. They're paying me to create a strategy and to mentor them. And during that, we're going to build and we're going to launch something. We're going to see what it's like working together. If either any point in that time we don't like working with each other, there's no obligation. Then there comes a point where we're launching and we're going to need to make a decision. Do we want to still play together? And then if we do, here's the different ways that we can do it. So, I mean, that's one of the things that actually this idea came at Funnel Hacking Live. By the way, if you haven't been to Funnel Hacking Live, you need to be there, because I can promise you that I have had a business altering, life-changing breakthrough at every single Funnel Hacking Live. So I don't think you may not recall me telling you, I think when I was at the mastermind one time, that was when I was invited there, I was telling you that Russell made a comment about someone paying him $100,000 plus a percentage of the revenue. Yeah,
I remember that.
Okay. That was right there. That's when that became my model. So all I have to do is hear it. I don't have to give me a contract. I don't have to, all I have to have is a seed. And I'm like, well, if he can do it, I can do it too. And by the way, the one funnel away concept is exactly that. If they can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it. So all I had to hear that Russell was doing it, and that's my new model. And that became my new model from that day on.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Well, David, I can tell you, we've got so many. The fun part for me is in talking to you about this. We can go on for hours because I'm so excited and so passionate about what you're doing. One of the things you're involved in right now is what we're launching here. Literally, by the time this recording comes out, it'll probably just actually going live. But this whole idea as far as 30days.com. And what we ended up doing was really going out to massively successful people like yourself and said, listen, if you lost absolutely everything, all your money, all your contacts, everything except for your knowledge that you have and a ClickFunnels account, what would you do in 30 days? And you're one of our 30 who actually submitted a plan. I can't wait for you to actually get a copy of the book. It's literally 500 plus pages. It's huge. It's super, super cool. But if you don't mind, tell people just a little bit about just a little quick section here as far as what would you end up doing? What would be some of the things that you would do if you lost everything? What would you start with?
Well, here's an interesting thing. And I don't know if you know this, if you didn't read my chapter yet. When I read that, I got chills down my spine and I almost teared up. And here's why. Most people, although you'll know it now, most people know that was me a decade ago. I literally, I blew through over $1 million. I went upside down. And it came to that point that if I did not stop getting out of my, early midlife crisis and just stop and really start a business on my own, because I left the franchise company and I literally spent about a year and a half to 2 years to 2.5 years learning and discovering. And it wasn't to that point that I said, if I don't do something by the end of this month, I won't have anything. And literally it was that point that I built a 6-figure business, and then the 6-figure business became a multi in 1 month. Why? Because my back was against the wall. So although it was a decade ago, I had a really hard time playing with what to tell. I couldn't tell someone to do something if I wouldn't do it. So I literally scrambled during that 4th of July holiday in July, and I pretended as if I didn't have anything. And I said, I don't have any contacts. And I literally walked in a place and I went back to what I would do, because I'm not going to build a funnel to sell things, because what do? I'm an agency. I build things for other people. So my go-to was literally go get a client, go do something. And I created, which is a new business model that I believe will be a multi 7-figure business model. I've got a few really cool niches where we are focused in on, and I can now replicate and license this funnel to other places. But that came out of the book. I mean, that came out of the story.
Cool.
So literally, I had to put myself in the pressure and, as perturbation, I had to put that stress on myself to pretend as if. So we're on 4th of July and my family's on vacation and they're like, what are you doing? You're like writing this book. No, I'm building a new business. And so it is, it's a new business that it's been testing and it's proving itself out. I'm making sure that it's predictable, replicatable, duplicatable, et cetera. And then, by the way, what came out of that is a business that could actually run without me.
Oh, that's so awesome. David, that is amazing. Because I know most agencies don't work that way. Most agencies, you're the boss, you're the owner, you're the guy who's basically got, you're the strategist. So I am so excited to hear all about this later. Super, super cool.
So by the way, that's what came out of the book. So guys, if you haven't read the book, that's just my story. And I give you day by day, step by step, not what I would do, what I actually did while writing the story.
Oh, that's so awesome. Dude, that is so cool. Oh, I can't, I get chills. Just that book is going to be one of my favorite books ever. We've got so many cool things behind it just because of people like yourself. We've got over 350 people have done over $1 million in a sales funnel, but it's not that as cool as that is. You've got, again, people like yourself have done over $10 million in a sales funnel. But for me, it's the businesses and the lives of people that you've changed because of that. It's not just you, as cool as you are. I look around, I'm like, you've literally blessed the lives of hundreds of people. I mean, the people you employ now, the other businesses that now are thriving because of you and what you've done. And I get so excited to see the ripple down effect of success. And my congratulations to all that you've done. It's just been so neat for me to watch you over the last 3 years you're just crushing it. And I think I appreciate that you were able to take your 4th of July vacation to contribute as much and to give back. Cause I mean, you always give back to me anytime I ask, but you were so kind to do this for us. And I think it'll be a huge thing for those people who really want to put your back up against the wall and make stuff happen. And congratulations again, Dave.
Well, thank you. And thanks for asking. And by the way, I almost didn't happen because it was sent to my old email. And then luckily I got a Voxer and then we were able to get it done. So that's probably why I had to crash and burn last minute. Because it went to an old email. If I had known a month earlier, I would have had more time. But then again, I probably would have waited to the last minute like most people do.
Absolutely. Well, as we get kind of close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure that any of our ClickFunnels audience or any of our Funnel Hacker Radio audiences wants to know or should know?
If just do it. I mean, there's no excuse. The only reason why you don't succeed is because you get in your own way. So many people say, well, I don't have money to do this, or I can't do this right now, or I have to do it my own way. That's usually after people have blown through all of that is usually when I get the phone call saying, can you help? So if you have that dream, you know, put the right people in your corner. It doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be my company. Put people in your corner that have been there, that can help you, that can mentor you and guide you, and you'll be well on your way. And just take massive action. Get out of your own head. Take other people's advice and just connect with your audience and give more than you receive. Just one thing I learned from my grandfather is just give value, give value, give value, give value. And I say that because I talk a lot about my grandfather in this story and also the book that I'm writing right now.
I love it. Again, thanks so much. I appreciate your friendship a ton. It's just so always fun seeing you. And again, thank you so much for all that you give to our community. You're always giving back and I appreciate it a ton.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
See ya. Bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months. And we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me. And I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'll be more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.